last time on Building the Browns.
For me, I dreamed of being the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. You know, I wore a Bernie Kosar jersey in the backyard.
My only job is come out here to perform and make it hard for the coaches in that building to see who start on Sunday. That's my job. I only can control what I can control, and that's my performance on the field.
And I played in the Brown Stadium before against them on the other side of it. I know how passionate they are, and that was always something that we talked about before we played there, is that was something we had to overcome. So to be on the right side of it now, it's going to be exciting, man, and I think it's going to be a good time.
The Browns have 3 preseason games under their belts, and the final fine-tuning will happen tonight against the Bears. This is the last opportunity for young players on the bubble to make an impact, while injured veterans such as Nate Burleson will take the field for the first time, hoping to secure a roster spot. The last dress rehearsal will also feature quarterback Brian Hoyer, who will see some action, and the leader of his supporting cast, All-Pro tackle Joe Thomas, who knows that this is the last chance for Hoyer and company to get the offense in rhythm.
Well, the first thing that really pops out at you when you talk about Brian is just his leadership skills, the way he controls the huddle, the way he manages the game on the line of scrimmage, the way he's always trying to get us into the best play, the way he is encouraging the receivers, he's encouraging the running backs. He's just a natural-born leader when he's out there at quarterback.
Go on, have some fun tonight, huh? Show everybody what we're made of. Let's go. Browns on 3. 1, 2, 3,
Browns! As the veteran on the offensive line, it's my job to help those guys understand the new offense. It's new to me, too, but it's important for me to take what the coaches are teaching us and help the guys understand the finer points of all the different details and techniques that we're learning, and to make sure that everybody's on the same page in any way that it needs to be done. I think we can be as good as we want to be on the offensive line. We obviously have the talent there. We've invested a lot of money and time into the position, and I expect us to have a great season on the offensive line. We've got studs all across the board from our perspective, and I think the offense that we're running right now just fits perfectly with the personnel that we have. And I think if we can be the bell cows for our offense, we can have a really successful year. I definitely think I'm extremely blessed to be in the NFL, to just being a member of the Cleveland Browns. It's something that very few people in the world can say, and it's extremely special. And so I never take any second for granted. With that being said, there's always ups and downs of any job, and this is a job, so at times there's things that you don't like, but there's plenty of times that you really enjoy every single second of it. Well, I think it would be so special for the Cleveland Browns football team to bring a winner to the Cleveland as the city, because they've been so loyal, they've been so passionate, they've stuck with the team all the way back from when they left and went to Baltimore till they came back. All the losing that's happened over the last 14, 15 years since they've come back, and they still show up every week. They still talk about the Cleveland Browns every single day, 365 days a year. So to be able to realize that winner that they deserve, I think, would be so special to them, and it'd be just as special to players to be able to give them that ultimate gift.
Staying on the offensive side of the football, the Browns always have needs for big playmakers. The wide receivers continue to get bigger and stronger in the National Football League. What if I were to tell you that 2 standouts this preseason measured vertically 5'7" and 5'8"? Undrafted rookie Taylor Gabriel has always admired Andrew Hawkins, also an undrafted wideout, who has played big despite his stature.
I mean, I haven't really just talked to him about it. I wanted to keep it a secret. I didn't want to be a fan too much. But underneath, I guess the cat's out of the bag, like, I'm a big fan of his. And I mean, growing up and going through college, I mean, I looked at his path of going to CFL and then going to the Bengals, just seeing a little guy, man, just taking over. And I feel like that just made me push more. Like, I would go watch his videos, like your YouTube videos, mm-hmm. your one-on-ones and stuff. And I would go outside and just try to do the same thing he did. I mean, he's a pro's pro, and he's guiding me through a lot of these things and just helping me become more of a pro. And I feel like without Hawk here at the Browns, I don't think I would be as far as I am as of right now. So I appreciate it.
No doubt, man. I mean, that's what, you know, you want out of it. You know what I mean? This is, you know, I've been through a lot, you know, it's well documented, my road to the NFL. But I would always tell myself, hopefully, that I would be able to influence somebody else. That someone might watch a tape of Taylor Gabriel and be like, oh, man, he reminds me of Andrew Hawkins. Let's give him a chance. You know what I mean? Then you've done your job. You know, guys like Wes Welker and, you know, Santana Moss, who did that for me, who were smaller guys, you know what I mean, that gave me hope. You know, it then becomes your responsibility to pass it on to the next one. And Taylor will be the same way. There's no question in my mind Taylor can play in this league and be a great player in this league. You know what I mean? Because he has the mindset for it. He has the determination. And he is also, you know, a professional, even at such a young age.
When I was young, my mom had passed. And so I really had to find something to bear on to, lock on to. And I feel like football was a way of me getting away from that. And I feel like God has brought me along such a long way. And I feel like, just look what's going on. And I'm standing by Andrew Hawkins, man. I feel like it was just yesterday I was in my dorm room watching this one-on-one video. And now I'm standing right beside him doing this interview. And I'm playing with the Cleveland Browns. So I just feel like it's just such a blessing, man. He's such a blessing. So I'm just blessed to be here and just happy that Hawk can guide me through this.
The thing about Taylor is that I always tell him is, you know, always trying to get better. Always, you know, any little information you could pick up, you got to keep doing it. He does a great job with that, man. I think Taylor's going to be an incredible player in this league. You know what I mean? I haven't seen, and this is honest to God truth, very many undrafted rookies come in and play the way Taylor has. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, he's going to be a great addition to the Cleveland Browns, and he's going to have, you know, an incredible NFL career.
Coming up on Building the Browns, we go on the defensive to explore the relationship both on and off the field for linebackers Craig Robertson and Christian Kirksey, and how they're helping each other through friendly competition.
Whenever you got competition, you know, it's all supposed to help you, you know. He's pushing me, I'm sure I'm pushing him, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be true to yourself, and if somebody is better than you, you want that person to exceed in what they're doing.
And rookie quarterback Justin Gilbert is adjusting to life in the NFL, knowing that now is just another platform to prove himself.
On the field, I may be the most passionate person to ever play this game, because when I'm out there in between those white lines, there's nothing I love doing better than making a big play for a team.